Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 October 2021. Last broadcast of this broadcast for this month. I can't believe how fast time's gone by. But anyway, tomorrow is office day, as you know, between 9 and 4 tomorrow Eastern. I hope to be here all day taking phone calls. I love talking to y'all. About anything you want to discuss. I mean, I'm here to talk to, and I know we get a little rushed for time sometimes. If you call, the lines are busy, leave a message, and we'll call you back. I promise. We will get back to you tomorrow somehow, some way. We'll be enough smart to speak with you, take orders, whatever you want to do. And don't forget that we're offering the 3-for-1, 3M Sleep and Tranquil. You get 3 bottles for the price of 1 bottle. That includes delivery price, everything, $49.95 to your door. The REM Sleep, a fantastic product, working so well. And I've been told they're going to discontinue the product. I pray they don't, but that's what I've been told. That's why we stocked up what we get. That's why we got it at such a good deal. It's a closeout. So, folks, get it while you can. REM Sleep and Tranquil, your choice, 3 of either one, but $49.95 delivered. And just don't forget that. It's here to get it. And, of course, the Super Quick Clean Gun come in yesterday. So if you want to place an order for the product that Harold Schillinger and I discussed last week, that's good for everything, even increasing gas mileage on your car, not just to keep your guns clean and your tools rust-free. No, it's a lot more than that. You can call tomorrow and ask questions about it if you like. We're glad to share with you what it's all about. And we have that available now in the ministry. We just ordered a pretty good supply in. So please call tomorrow and talk about that. And, of course, our volume 3 the third volume of the series I'm doing, Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word is at the printer right now. They should be putting together sometime this week and probably here by this time next week, I would think. But they're available. People have been asking for the third edition to the volume, so they are coming out any day now. So we'll be here to talk about that. And of course, anything else you want to talk about, folks, as far as items and Valamere toothpaste, mouthwash, whatever. We'll be here tomorrow to discuss that with you. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. And the magazine, the Minuteman magazine, is going to Texas tomorrow to go to the printer and put out on via email. And those who get the hard copies will get them that way also. And folks, if you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, I think you're missing a great magazine. Last month is dedicated to the COVID hoax. Powerful magazine. If your friends are open to the truth, they could have found that in last month's magazine and never had a question asked again about how they've been duped with this COVID facade that's destroyed the world's economy and enslaving the world. Thank God some people are getting their eyes open. They really are. But the other side's not going to back off, folks. They've come too far to turn back now. They're going to keep on fighting. And our guest tonight, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Or Mikovits, I'm not sure how you pronounce the last name, but it's one or the other. Such a special lady. her and Dr. Tim Penny, Dr. Madej, and some others are out on the front lines daily, exposing the evils of what's going on in this country with the healthcare system, with COVID and everything else. This lady is helping people who've been have had severe reactions to this so-called vaccination. She is absolutely a heroine in my eyes, and such a sweet personality to talk to. She's just as humble as she can be, and she's the kind of person to give you the shirt off her back if you ask for it, because she loves people that much. Dr. Judy Mikovits, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Pastor Butch. You're so kind.
Well, you are too, and I don't just say that. You know, you and Dr. Sherry and Dr. Carey and others I've talked to are some of the most giving people that I've ever met in my life, and you just don't quit. You go like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, you keep on going and going and going, and I admire you for it, although sometimes I get a little concerned for you because I know you have to be overloaded. No doubt about it. But anyway, I'm going to introduce you now. People know who you are, but just for those that are new listeners, tell them who Dr. Mikovits is, a little bit about your background, biography, if you will, and then I'm going to turn you loose and tell them what you want to talk about.
Well, sure. I'm a PhD biochemist and molecular biologist doctor. What that basically means is for the better part of 40 years, I've been making therapies to have immune support out of plants, God's plants, energy, food as medicine at the National Cancer Institute for 22 years, and then out in industry and at universities, just basically trying to help people prevent infectious disease and chronic disease like cancer, you know, diabetes, autoimmune disease, by taking control of their own health and eating clean food and getting clean medicines that are actually healing and not toxic. It's the simplest explanation I can give of my entire career. You mentioned if you asked for it, I'd give you the shirt off my back. Well, most of the time, you don't even have to ask. So I agree.
And so you've been doing this how many years now? How many years you been involved? 40. How many years have you? How many?
40 years.
You must start when you're 6 years old.
22, right out of the University of Virginia. I got a degree in chemistry with a specialization in biology. I'm so old, they didn't even have biochemistry at University of Virginia in 1976.
When
I entered, so 1976, from the time I was 17 or 18, this was all I wanted to do. And I guess we should say we were made for such a time as this.
Amen.
Never before have we needed food as medicine and healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing.
Amen.
So that we could all realize the truth.
I bet you never would have dreamed when you first started what you'd be involved in today, would you?
No. God has a sense of humor. Absolutely no way. And I'm really glad I didn't know, because it's like, yeah, no, thank you. I'll be Jonah and I'll go to Nineveh, but I'm going to go in an unsinkable boat. Right?
Oh, my gracious. Well, everybody, especially folks like you, have had to really change gears the last year or so from what you were doing to what you're doing now, fighting this COVID fiasco. You've really had to do a lot of change-ups, so to speak, in your life and what you've been doing, the time that you're dedicated to doing all this. I know your schedule's really had to double down. I really admire you for that. But tell the folks from your background, just like you're talking to right sitting in your front room, what do you see happening, and tell us the truth about what's going on behind all this.
Well, what I see happening is literally from my living room where I've been, since I was let out of jail November 23rd of 2011, I've been witnessing what I call this plague of corruption and watching literally helplessly for 5 years as I was held silent and isolated under threat of going back to jail, or as one person said in the court system, you know, Judy, you need to stop this because next time they will kill you. It's been hell, and that's what each and every human is looking at right now, is the very determined and willful attempt of a a small group of people at the head of healthcare trying to murder in a genocide, eugenic sort of way, a large segment of the population, and it falls on, it honestly falls on the poor, the people of color, blacks, Hispanics, and I hate to say Christians, I hate to say people of God, but that's what we're going through right now, really, in the United States, and in fact, the whole world. This is a Holocaust. This is a intentional crimes against humanity led by Tony Fauci, the heads of the FDA, the heads of the NIH, and this is why we write the books: Plague of Corruption, Plague Ending Plague, and now the book Plandemic just came out. So we've got Mickey Willis wrote that book. So we. We have books. We have the movie Plandemic that, you know, in May 4th, 2020, made it very clearly to hundreds of millions of people worldwide who saw it that this indeed was a plandemic, that this was an intended strike to destroy our republic, our People's Republic, and our one nation under God, our constitutional republic. It's an attempt, it's a coup from the inside to take over our country and turn it over to the godless people. And we're sitting here watching, I mean, and living in every single second of every day, dealing with people who are injured by the side effects, ramifications of this shot, which is pure poison and toxin.
Dr. Judy, I want to say this. It's not the United States. It's the whole world is put under this spell, so to speak. And but in the slavery, Australia has been taken down to almost nothing. But you deal every day with people who have taken this so-called vaccination. We know it's not a vaccination. There's a video going around that I watched and I totally agree with. What does to your DNA, change your DNA from being what our Creator made for us and turn this into a creature, maybe a man. Now, that's a fact, folks. That's a fact. But anyway, you're dealing with people that every day who have taken this jab, and you're seeing, I know you're seeing some die, you're seeing all kinds of side effects. How do you deal with all that, knowing that it's really... Is it a battle that you can win? Can you really help them, or how do you deal with that?
Well, first and foremost, I trust God. First and foremost,
Amen.
I
hear
pray
that.
For them.
Yes.
First and foremost, I pray for them, and I pray for wisdom. And we see the side effects. We see the people with jab remorse, if you will, how they got one shot. And you know what? The heart of my talk at the Truth About Cancer was how we can restore our basic God-given innate immunity. That basic system in our mucosal surfaces, our nose, our skin, everywhere that we can. In fact, while there is breath, there is life, and we can restore the damage, but the first thing we have to do is change our minds. We have to repent and turn away from this evil and trust God and our God-given immune system and say, you know, I don't care, you know, if this is my time to die, but you know, I'll go down trusting that, you know, plants, my God-given immune system. I will not walk in that hospital and get another shot ever, you know, if this is the way it's going to go. And this is the message. And people are really facing, you know, what they truly believe at their heart of hearts. And I just, as many things as I have every day of the bad news, today I was visited by two people who I met only a few months ago at our apartment at the pool, and they both came down deathly ill with, you know, COVID pneumonia, which is from the jab. So whatever they want to call it, you know, the fact of the matter is their system was starving for oxygen. They were faced with in some cases put into the hospital where they were given the poison, the kidney poison, remdesivir, and the standard of care, which basically kills them. So we were able to get these people. We were actually able to get products from Green Pill Living, and other places, Nutritional Frontiers. We've got people on the front line, and they're shipping things to me as fast as we can get it. We've got ivermectin coming from Mexico. You know, they can't take it in the hospital, so what we do is grind up the pills and take it in a little glass of juice. We're going to bring our loved one juice. And so, you know, this couple came today. He couldn't be healthier. His blood pressure, 102 over 70. He lost 30 pounds. He survived it. But it was touch and go for much of the last month. And we just keep moving forward and saying, thank you, Lord. And every person, and these are mostly believers, every person, you know, with ears to hear, are seeing the people shouting, please don't go there. Have your faith. We can fix this. So we're winning. We've lost many, including my daughter-in-law, but she didn't believe. She didn't trust. She trusted the doctors, and, you know, it's just, we've got to find a way to get out of this programming that is indoctrination and has nothing to do with health. And
well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Say you lost your daughter-in-law?
Yeah, she died in August of they refused to give her ivermectin, and they basically killed her in the hospital with chemotherapy. They can call it cancer if they want to, but that's not what she died from. You can't kill. She had colon cancer, and yes, we know that that colon cancer has been skyrocketing because of the vaccinated, because of the shots. She wasn't yet 42. Her 42nd birthday was a week after she died. She had a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old, but hey, she believed in the shot.
So the shot caused her cancer to develop faster.
It's like putting a blowtorch on it, like the mask is. So it causes it to spread faster. And so each year, each flu shot, each shot, people, we have cancers in our body all the time. But as we cripple our immune system's ability to respond, when you can't respond because you're so busy putting out the intense flame of the shot. This is the problem. This is what we've learned. No shot ever again. And this is the intense battle. This really is a war of principalities, a war of basic good and evil. And there are a lot of innocent people in between. And in this case, we lost a beautiful, loving young woman who simply could not come to the other side. And in fact, we knew, we knew that she knew in the end, she trusted Jesus. I believe fully that she gave her heart to Jesus before she died. But she knew what it was going to take for her to live, and she didn't want to work that hard. And she said that. And so a lot of people are making these choices.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I did not know that. I'm so sorry to hear that. I truly am. There's a doctor, an acquaintance of mine from the Midwest, he'll be on the broadcast next week, who told his mom, please don't, and this man's a doctor, he sees the patient every day like you do, said, Mom, please don't take the shot. Well, his sister talked her into it. She took the shot, and she ended up on the vent. Now she's recovering, but it almost killed her. You're a doctor.
Yep.
They didn't listen to you. He's a doctor. His mom didn't listen to him. Many are paying with their lives, and that's what really aggravates me. People are talking to people that are professionals like you, and they still choose to ignore the truth.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not about me, and we've struggled. The family's like, oh, thank you, Judy, you did everything you could. And no, obviously I didn't, because you really can't kill anybody faster with the chemotherapy than the year it took her. You know, she was diagnosed right after COVID started, right after a book Plague of Corruption came out. You know, the whole mask thing is like throwing a blowtorch, wearing a mask, throwing a blowtorch on cancer. So there wasn't anything they did in this whole last year that was healing for her. And it's not their fault. And they're like, well, we thank you. And our doctors, they did so much. No, the doctors lied. The doctors lied to me and Dr. Rossetti. They refused to give her ivermectin, which is so powerfully anti-cancer in so many ways for the kinds of cancer she had. Could have done what's called synergize, which is make it so you can use less chemo and it could work better with fewer side effects, protect her liver a little bit. We've known this for my whole 40-year career in cancer drug development. This is what I do. And at the end of the day, we have, you know, young people say, you know, I don't want to hear any more about Judy's science. We have others who say otherwise. And so it created quite a problem in the family, and so we have to overcome that.
Oh, and that is a secondary effect. It's really a sad situation, no doubt about it. And you said, and I didn't know this. I'm asking questions because you got me intrigued now. Ivermectin can actually help with cancer?
It's a potent anti-cancer. It can stop metastasis, which is spread very potently by four or five different pathways. It literally could have changed everything for her, and the doctor refused to give it to her.
Well, now,
it's not the standard of care.
What kind of cancer can it fight?
Ovarian cancer, colon cancer, lymphoma, leukemia, lung cancer.
Really?
Maybe even brain tumors. Yeah, it's what's called a purinergic modulator, and this was the essence of my talk at Truth About Cancer, that we could add a little vitamin C, we can add ivermectin, we can add the appropriate formulations of cannabinoids, CBDs, and THCAs and things. We can use God-given plants as medicine and synergize. That's 1 + 1 = 10 and not 2. So instead of additive effects, we can take the drugs that are developed to fight cancer. We can protect the immune system from damage from using high doses of drugs. We can keep the liver and the kidney functioning, function high to detox as we clear the cancer cells. You know, and that's all there. I sent that doctor at least 4 or 5 references, 2015 ivermectin won a Nobel Prize for its use, for its ability to treat.
Well, maybe that certainly is not being taught. That's not been done in hospitals for cancer. I never heard that mentioned before. I didn't know if I had cancer. You just taught me a brand new aspect of this ivermectin, and I've got some ivermectin coming from Mexico any day now. But I do go out and buy the horseworm medicine, which I know has worked just as well for some people. But I didn't know that I could actually fight cancer. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for, and we've known it for quite a while. And I was just it's just crushing to know that the arrogance of this oncologist couldn't even just give her a few pills. What's the harm? Isn't that the first thing a doctor's supposed to do? Is no harm. So
yeah,
why not?
Right, really, and they take an oath to that effect. So how does this jab, and I've watched things about it, learned about it, watching from another doctor speaking of it, what it does in the body, what kind of, I guess you call them parasites, turn loose in the body. Dr. Carey put out information on that. It's absolutely spooky. A doctor from Poland put out even more than that on that issue. But what are these jabs doing to your body to cause all these problems?
Well, they're actually the spike protein alone in this synthetic, it's in a synthetic lipid nanoparticle. That, by definition, is a virus particle. So they've injected a synthetic particle that's expressing the blueprint, the message, the messenger RNA to make the deadly spike protein. The deadly spike protein is part of the envelope that we know if that envelope is expressed, if that spike is expressed in certain tissues like the spleen and the ovaries and the colon and the brain. If it's expressed there, it can cause cancer. That's the definition. That's the viruses that we isolated from people with these cancers, with aggressive prostate cancers and ovarian cancers. You know, that it was a cross-reacting molecule from mice, and the protein alone, the virus in mice, is called murine leukemia, blood cancer, murine leukemia virus, related virus. So it causes cancer in a person with a crippled immune system. So the shot is crippling your immune system by the act of the injection of this deadly weaponized synthetic virus. It's a bioweapon, and we know that from Dr. Carey Madej's work and some of the things that we see in that in that particle that are like nanobots, like we know parasites, because parasites require a different type of immune response. So if you're fighting a war on three fronts, you can't do it and you lose. So you can't fight a parasite and a synthetic virus particle that protects and will raise your fever up to 102 and 3, because that's what it takes down to break down the synthetic virus. It only takes 99 degrees to break down a normal virus envelope particle, because that comes out of your own cell membranes. Well, this wasn't coming from our own cell membranes. It was injected into us, into every cell of the body, and it basically just overwhelms the ability of the body to produce enough energy to detox it. It gets you stuck in flame, and you literally, this is the work that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny first described, you know, in May of this year. We were at Glad Tidings Church in Yuba City there with Carrie Madej, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. David Martin. We were showing everyone this back then. We've been showing everyone this since David Martin sounded the alarm bells in pandemic indoctrination. You know, we've done everything we could to show people this is not a vaccine. It's literally causing immune destruction. So every kind of virus is popping out, whether you have a history of shingles, whether, you know, chickenpox, measles, everything. It's just your immune system can no longer keep dormant or silent those viruses that you had crippled and cleared all those years ago. So the immune system simply cannot respond with a favorable response. And this is what my talk was about at the Truth About Cancer. It was heavily scientific, but the audience was appreciative, even though they didn't understand all the words. My talk was written for the doctors, because like Carrie Madej, like Sherry Tenpenny, like Dr. Larry Pilevsky, like Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, you know, on and on and on. When the doctors see the data, they're like, well, of course. They're like, they see it. So all I do is show the data. The good news is you can cure it. You can cure it with drugs we already made 20 years ago. Epigenetic therapy, you can synergize with vitamin C, synergize with cannabinoids, synergize with ivermectin and serum, and we can synergize and heal everyone. But the key to everyone is never again another shot, not any inoculation. And it's going to take
period,
at least
period,
a year.
Period. Period. And that's for children, adults, anybody. But now, question, we have to go to break. Are you making headway with doctors?
Yes. That's when you talk to doctors as doctors and you just show them the data. This is not my opinion in all our books. No, nothing other than data. Published, peer-reviewed experts.
Right, hang on to the break. Folks, this is so intriguing. After the break, take phone calls too. As always, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Ivermectin for a cure to cancer. I will never guess that. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
We're back. You were talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits, discussing things that I'm learning tonight that I had no idea what ivermectin can do, and what she's teaching the people, that you and I and doctors also, and some are listening, praise God, finally. And would you like to, what you put on the air, what you just told me, ask for prayer requests for your family, or no?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd really love if we could pray for my husband, David. Now, today and the day before yesterday, he's struggling. He had some kind of cardiovascular event. I won't call it a heart attack, but he couldn't speak or stand, and he lost control of his right arm, and he was struggling for oxygen. And he has COPD, so we always have to work hard, and he didn't take his medicine, and I was away a little bit too long. I was away 14 days, and he was with his daughter, but he's stressed, so we're just going to pray for him to have a full recovery. He's quietly sleeping right now, so we could take this call. And, of course, you know, I have to live it, too, so we're not going anywhere near a hospital. If God says this is his time, this is his time.
Folks, I'm amazed. She's sitting there watching her husband who had some kind of cardio event yesterday and today, both. And she's on this program with me tonight, watching over her husband at the same time, having faith God's going to deliver him, and then even if it's not, and his time is up, he's ready to go, and she's not taking him to the hospital. Now, that is a powerful faith. I've witnessed that in very few people. Very few people. And Dr. Judy, I want to tell you this. You just doubled the honor to me for you to join me, and with the stress you got to be under and the load you're carrying, you are some kind of hero. That's all I can say.
I think all I really am is a believer. We're in a world of faith over fear, and each of us needs
You're a faithful warrior. You're a faithful warrior, and that's the truth. And I mean that. God bless you for that. I mean, there are times I know that you must feel overwhelmed, as we all do. But you're right.
Yeah.
We put our trust in Christ and move on. But for your husband to be right now being watched by you, and to know that he took Tom Joyce tonight, I don't know what to say. I really know what to say, but thank you so much, folks. I don't know how you even top that, but there's no way.
And well,
the faith
called,
he's showing right
I
now is unbelievable.
I called my dear friend, Dr. Lori. We stepped out, and we put every kind of healer in his path. And, you know, we're trusting God. It's all we can do.
Well, that's very true, and that's all parts of our life, not just this, all parts of our life which trust God.
Right.
So, gee, folks, keep your husband in prayer. And what's your husband's name, by the way?
David. I call
David?
Him my David. My David, yeah.
All right. Keep my David in prayer, folks. Please, you prayer warriors, please. You see what kind of woman is in this battle, and I'm sure her husband is worth it. They stand beside her all the way through this. So please keep him in your prayers for healing for her husband and strength for Dr. Judy, please. Now, Dr. Judy, we have phone lines open, folks, at 844-769-2944. So what do you want to tell people out there tonight? Maybe you're on the fence. They don't know whether to take the jab or not take the jab. They don't want to listen to me and you or their local family doctor. What do you want to tell them?
Well, what I usually say to most people is, number one, do you know a single ingredient of what's in it? So normally when you take a medicine, you get that package that's a package insert that's in the box or in the solution, and you're told what's in it, what the excipients are. That is everything that's not the vaccine intended to stimulate the immune system. What else is in there? And will that interact with anything else I'm taking as a medicine or eating as a food? Just, you know, what is the risk-benefit ratio? What happens to people? You know, that's all in the package insert that with every other vaccine, with every other shot, with every everything, you get that answer. So number one, just ask your doctor, ask whoever's trying to pressure you into this shot of clear liquid or yellow liquid, whatever it is, what's in it? So that's informed consent. The second thing is, what's the hurry? You know, what's the hurry? Are you looking around and seeing people getting sick? We were told it would take, 2 months to flatten the curve with the mask, which according to 1 Corinthians 3:18, you don't cover your face. You don't veil your face before the Lord. So that's bad, the mask making you sick. So, and then, you know, the shots, emergency use only. Well, there's no emergency if 99.97% of the people who are ever exposed or have evidence of infection with SARS-CoV-2 have any disease. They're not sick. So why would you inject the disease? And that's what injecting this so-called vaccine, you're injecting is a synthetic virus. You've got a synthetic virus that doesn't break down at your 98.6 body temperature. It's a synthetic fat, so it's stabilized with antifreeze, so it doesn't break down, so it breaks down at a higher temperature. So you have to turn up the flame on your immune system, and you're burning out your own tissue. So what's the hurry? I mean, I used to say, what's the hurry? Now I'm saying, we can see the injury. We can see the variants. We can see Israel with 84% of the country vaccinated, and 75% of everybody that shows up in the hospital is a vaccine injury, is COVID pneumonia. That's not a virus going around. That's you injected the disease. The spike protein is the causative agent of the disease. Why would you inject the disease? Why not just keep your immune system healthy? This is what we say to everyone. You know, what are you afraid of?
Very well put. Folks, this has been already an interview that's just going to go down in my mind for years to come, that such simple answers to complicated question that everybody's wondering about, that you can actually reverse this jab disaster you put in your body. And Dr. Judy can help you do that. And it's done with ivermectin and how you feed your body. You know, our bodies are a temple of God. If you're a born-again believer, you're the temple of God. You don't defile the temple of God, because God said, if you do, he'll destroy you. That's what the book says, folks. I didn't write it. It's very serious what we put into our body. We need to consider what we eat, what kind of medicines you may take. And Dr. Judy says, don't take any more vaccines at all whatsoever. I didn't know this for you, Dr. Judy. I was giving them all as growing up as a child. What I was supposed to get, we got it. Mom, Dad didn't know. I didn't know. My boys got most of them before I figured it out. And I repent over that. But it was drummed into us. This is for our own good. You know, they're going to cure polio. They're going to take care of all this of smallpox and measles, and not knowing that the measles and all that were actually good for us to take in because it builds our immune system. We were duped, were we not?
Yes, we were. But and some of it was honest duping. You know, we did not honestly know in 1962. But then with the first measles vaccines, just as you said, by then I'd gotten measles. I'd gotten the disease. In fact, I was quite sick for 5 days. I was in a dark room and had that encephalitis, that inflammation of the brain. You know, so I was in a dark room and my mom was keeping me, you know, full of chicken soup and plenty of fluids and plenty of vitamin C, and I fought it off. And how did I know that years, decades later, it would be associated, if you got a natural measles infection, you were protected against breast cancer. Oh, so we have an epidemic of breast cancer. 1 in 2 women, and yet nobody in my 10-woman family has breast cancer. Why? Or any other kind of hormone cancer. Why? Because our natural infections, childhood infections, are there to strengthen our innate immune system. But when you introduce them to the body by way of injection, not by natural exposure, or at a time when you're a teenager or an adult, they can do quite serious damage. And this is the realization that we honestly didn't know until 2011, but it's clear by 2000, Tony Fauci knew, the heads of the government knew. They knew in 2000 with Andy Wakefield. They knew when they covered up William Thompson that MMR caused more autism in blacks and Hispanics if they were given the shot before they were 3 years old. If you stop and think about that, and you don't have to be a scientist to say, well, if you knew that blacks and Hispanics were 2 to 4 times more susceptible to being severely injured for life by MMR, given it 3 years old, under 3 years old, so they recommended it 18 months old, couldn't you change the recommendation for somebody who's black or Hispanic so they don't take it till after they're 3 years old and knock the relative risk down to that of a white boy? It's that's where you come to period.
You start to realize then what's really going on. And but we got some phone calls. We'll take just a minute, folks, I promise. But
sure,
you know there's
sure.
some senators demanding that Fauci be fired, and one of them is wanting him to be charged. You know that, right? As a criminal.
I hope he'll be criminally charged, because we need to know at the highest levels of everything. And I think he's not the only one. I think the heads of the FDA, the heads of the CDC, Julie Gerberding, the people who perpetrated this fraud for Robert Redfield, Deborah Birx, they should all be criminally charged and either executed in the Ecclesiastes or held in hard labor prison, you know, the kinds of solitary confinement that these patients have endured for decades. I think that punishment is equal, eye for an eye.
Well, I tell you what, if any man deserves it, he does. And there are some senators demanding him be fired. And I said one demanding go to jail. Let's go to the phone line. Just start in Washington State and talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless your heart, Dr. Judy, and your husband. I'll be praying for him, too. First of all, do you have a website, and how do you spell your last name?
Our website is TheRealDrJudy, drjudy.com, TheRealDrJudy.com. My last name is MIKOV as in Victor, ITS as in Sam.
Thank you very much. Could you tell me how to get some ivermectin?
Well, We've been using our friends going back and forth to Mexico, but I think I would try the America's Frontline Doctors, American Frontline Doctors.
Oh, I've been on their website. It's completely confusing.
Okay, or FLCCC.net. FL is in Florida, CCC.net.
Okay. I might get some through them.
Yeah, you might get some through them. There are, you're in Northern California?
No, Washington.
Washington State.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look for sites up there. So there are, that's one of the more difficult places, you know, as that's where Bill Gates is
from. Yes, our wonderful governor, Inslee.
Correct. So try alldaychemist.com, alldaychemist.com. It takes a couple weeks to get here.
All day, yeah, all day, like it, all day long.
Alldaychemist.com. And they'll ask for a prescription or a doctor thing. You just click over that, and they'll usually send it to you. And so it takes about 30 days. So we'll, you know, and then any of your friends going to Cabo or Mexico for vacation, just have them pick you up some. That's what I do.
Yeah, hey,
Butch, can
okay,
I jump in
thank
here
you very
this?
Much. Your one question was, what's the hurry? I understand we're going to have a Ebola coming on the scene strong, and it'll kill about 15% of the people. So people would be panicked by that.
Why would you inject something that would compromise your immune system?
Well, I wouldn't at all, but people, yeah.
But if I told you that Ebola was already in, they already tried it with Ebola, and I told you to go read a book called for Life. The title of the book is Called for Life by Kenton and Amber Brantley. We beat contagious Ebola that Tony Fauci tried to perpetrate on the world in 2014, and the doctor who beat it with saline infusions, hydroxychloroquine, and prayer. We have the solution no matter what. Don't cripple your immune system, strengthen it, and you'll be fine. No fear.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. And our producer, Todd, just asked to jump in. Todd, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I can vouch for that all-day chemist. That's where I got my ivermectin.
All-day chemist, okay.
Yep. I got
and you can get hydroxychloroquine, and you can get, well, you can even get Genvoya and some of the AIDS drugs. We've been doing that for years.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Okay. I got it through there, so I know that does work. Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Todd. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the voucher. Alldaychemist.com, and you can get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, all of those on there. That's wonderful news. All right. Let's go next to, let's go to, Tom in Missouri, they all got an email question to ask you. Go ahead, Todd. Tom, go ahead.
I wanted to ask Dr. Judy. Well, first of all, I wanted to ask her where you get this medicine at, and she just answered that to the lady who she just talked to.
Right.
But
right.
I also want to ask, I'm not sure even how to pronounce it. It's hard to tell over shortwave radio and all that. How do you spell that?
All day chemist? I'm sorry.
No, the ivermectin, whatever it is.
Okay. Yes.
IV is in Victor, E is in Edward, R is in Robert, ivermectin, M is in Mary, ECTIN. Ivermectin.
Okay. And what's the dosage for cancer?
Well, there are different dosages according to weight. What you usually want is 0.6 milligrams per kilogram, which is 2.2 pounds. So 0.25 milligrams per pound of body weight.
0.25 milligrams per pound?
Yes.
Body weight. Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know. I appreciate the information. I thank you.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Thanks, Tom.
I hardly ever check anything on email on the air because I really have a hard time doing that. But I have a question from Leslie. And she asked a question, since the NIH's own website says Google holds a patent on the original SARS virus, then that means all SARS-derived RNA is synthetic. So doesn't that mean SARS-CoV-2 had to be somehow intentionally put into people?
Yeah, and it wasn't really put into people. SARS and SARS-CoV-2 are monkey viruses, so they're grown in the immortalized, the cancer cell line called Vero, V-E-R-O. It's a monkey kidney cell line that we've used in the lab. I'd say I started using it first in the early 90s, and I grew a lot of Ebola there, and that's why we knew they released the Ebola in 2014 from that cell line. So SARS and SARS-CoV-2 are actually monkey viruses. They never were human viruses, but they inject them in every polio shot and other shots as well, and maybe even flu shots. See, we don't know because the flu shots haven't been tested. In fact, no shot has been tested for double-blind safety placebo-controlled studies since all liability was removed in 1986. So public officials have been derelict in their jobs, so we can't even say what's in them. But what we do know is SARS in 2002 was said to be a human infection. It was another lab release, but lab release by shipping the cells around. And what we know is that the scientific literature said it satisfied Koch's postulates for causation as a human disease because it was isolated from humans, and get this, or a closely related species, Vero. Monkey cells. Humans are not a closely related species to monkeys.
Amen.
We are God-breathed and God, humans. We did not evolve. And so you see the anti, as I said at the beginning of the show, this is intended to kill Christians. This is not of God. We do not in our world believe that we evolved from monkeys.
Amen. Amen. And now, is this the same virus or that was put in the polio vaccine back in the 50s and 60s, this monkey vaccine, this monkey pus, or whatever it was?
It's one of them. Simian virus 40 is the one associated with cancers, with lung cancer, mesothelioma. What's really creepy about it is it's called SV40, so simian, the simian monkeys, and that's the 40th virus they pulled out of the monkeys. How many are there? That's why I told our last caller, until we stop all injections of this animal tissue, of this aborted fetal tissue, that these cell lines, they are immortalized like HeLa, Henrietta Lacks. They've been growing in the lab for my entire career, more than 40 years. We grow them in the labs around the world. We grow them up. We treat them with antibiotics, with antimycotics, with antifungals, mycoplasma mold, Borrelia. You know, they're so heavily contaminated with so much garbage, and we inject them into the most vulnerable in our society, and every shot contains some of it.
Wow. Well, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Doctor, thank you very much for being on tonight. I've learned quite a lot. It isn't Ebola that they plan on giving people, or what they're saying is the reason for the clots and the bleeding. There's a gentleman from Ireland who says that he has information that they already have a vaccine made for Marburg's, and that is what they're going to call it. It's not going to be Marburg's. It's going to be an excuse to cover this bleeding problem that they have, this blood problem that they have created with the virus.
Okay.
And that's what they're going to try to use to scare people to take this new virus, which will be much more deadly. It's too
deadly. The Marburg virus is part of what they call the Filo, F-I-L-O, virus family. The species causes hemorrhagic fever. Hema means blood, so you get a hemorrhagic fever. And this was in humans and primates. Oh, primates again, because these are all in those cell lines. And those are weaponized and carried by mosquitoes and flies and ticks. And so there's a paper published in 2016 that showed several of these filoviruses and flaviviruses in mosquitoes they released over Brazil. Remember Zika? Never was Zika, and so they literally released the mosquitoes, gave them a vaccine program to cripple their immune system, while they killed innocent people in Brazil and economically crippled, you know, the Olympics. Let's just sway this. So we saw that this year. We've seen it. The game plan never changes, and that's why I'm saying, if we, the world, can say, you know what, do anything you want, but you won't shoot me again. We'll get our essential oils, our cannabinoids, our ozone creams on our skin to, because we got to be ready for the release of the mosquitoes and everything else. The flying syringes, as we saw in the film Indoctrination. Yeah, you know, they're all the same family members, but until we wake up and say no more, that if every person in the world would go nowhere near a doctor and nowhere near a shot, they crumble because they've got trillions of dollars in their shot.
That's true.
Don't let them stick a swab in your nose. That's the most toxins. That's rape. That Q-tip has nothing to do with a PCR test. I can spit in a tube for that very thank you. You will not put anything in any orifice of my body.
Right. I hate to jump at that.
They must do.
Jen, I hate to jump. We're running out of time. I got another call going on. You want to say anything very quickly?
Yeah, I haven't taken a vaccine since I was old enough to say no. Not even, you know, for tetanus. I wanted to touch that.
Good for you. Good for you.
An egg allergy, which prevented me from getting it as a child, and everyone else in my family that got vaccinated and all this stuff has some kind of a illness. Either pre-diabetic or some kind of an illness.
An autoimmune disease, some kind. I got to jump, Jan, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Daryl in PA. Daryl, you'll be probably the last caller. Come on in. Daryl in Pennsylvania, come on in.
Yes, and thank you both. And I have three of Dr. Judy's books, including the one on masks, and great books, and I recommend them to everyone. I have a quick question for Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch, you still have any 1828 dictionaries left?
Oh, yes.
Good, because I want to get some. And Dr. Judy, my question for you is, how do you pronounce your last name? Is it Mikovits or Mikovits?
It's Mikovits in the United States, and it's Mikovits in Austria, where half the family still is.
Okay. You can't go wrong, Daryl. There you go. Thanks, Carl. We're out of time. Well, so, and Dr. Judy, quick, how can folks contact you? Very quick, help me and contact you.
Dr. Judy at TheRealDrJudy.com.
Dr. Judy at TheRealDrJudy.com. Thank you very much, Doctor. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Appreciate you.
God bless.
Okay, folks, see you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.